From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to take a trip to South Dakota now, where the buffalo still roam, especially at Custer State Park in the Black Hills. The park has one of the nation's biggest buffalo herds. But park officials say tourists are getting a little too comfy around these massive creatures, animals that can run up to 40 miles an hour and turn on a dime. From the Black Hills, Jim Kent reports.
South Dakota is known for its wide open spaces, Crazy Horse Memorial, and buffalo. More than 1 million people come here to the Black Hills each year to see the buffalo herd at Custer State Park. 1,200 buffalo roam the park's rolling 70,000 acres in an environment where visitors can almost reach out and touch them. But South Dakota resident Cal Earhart says that's the last thing you want to do.
They're just one of nature's marvelous things, and that's what the park here is all about, for instance. You don't want to bother him because you can't do anything. Buffalo is going to do what he wants to do. And secondly, you want to just look at him, and they're a marvelous animal.
Of course, the definition of just looking at them is open to interpretation by some of the visitors. It's a rainy day in the Black Hills. Birds are chirping. The air is a little damp. It's just the start of the tourist season, so there aren't that many visitors trying to find the buffalo today. But Custer State Park official Gary Brundage says that'll change with the busy summer season.
The thing that we see happen that really needs to be cautioned against is if you're going to be watching the buffalo is to stay close to your vehicle, because those animals can go from placidly grazing on grass to chasing you down in a matter of seconds, much quicker than anybody ever could believe.
Brundage says each summer there are numerous encounters between buffalo weighing a ton or more and tourists that result in injuries. Those injuries range from cuts, bruises, and broken bones to a fatality a few years ago.
This was a situation down by the corrals, and one old bull came around the corner that wasn't in the trap, and everybody except one old gentleman, got back in their cars, which was the right thing to do, and he stayed out there and ended up, unfortunately, getting himself between the fence and this old bull. And the old bull, as it went by, basically it just turned and was just a quick hook of the head, you know, a 2,200-pound bull caught him somewhere, I guess, on the inside of the leg and just kind of split him open.
Non-fatal encounters occur for the same reason. Some tourists treat the buffalo like big furry pets. But the warnings don't just come from the park staff. Oklahoma native Lane Kendrick has been the guest artist in residence at the park for the last 4 years.
And I'm familiar with what people do around buffalo.
Tell
unfortunately.
Me.
Well, we had one lady that tried to put her child up on the back of the buffalo to have pictures, and another gentleman that went up tried to pet him, and the gentleman was chased, but you can't walk up to any of them. They're quite wild.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Very well.
You guys going to do some touring around in the park today?
I think so.
Rangers and even the park's gate attendants say when encountering buffalo anywhere, keep a good distance between you and the animal, yards, not feet, preferably from inside your vehicle. And should you see a buffalo staring at you with its tail raised, retreat as quickly and calmly as possible. For NPR News, I'm Jim Kent in South Dakota's Black Hills.